everyone. Welcome back to the Queens of Social Work podcast. I'm your co-host, Queen P.
And I'm your co-host, Queen H.
We invite you all to join us this week as we share, laugh, cry, and learn through our experiences as women of color who happen to be social workers.
So let's get started. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Welcome to the season 5 wrap of the Queens of Social Work podcast.
Season 5.
Exactly. Cue Bacchanal in the background, okay? Horns and everything blowing one time. Whistle, everything.
That's what we need. That's what we need. I mean, I just can't believe we've had 5 seasons.
Right? I mean, I would say I didn't think we would make it this far, but I absolutely did.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely did. This was a tough season, I think, compared to seasons 1 to 4, simply mm-hmm. because life was happening all the time anyway. But we mm-hmm. really kind of honed in on us as providers, our experiences, you know, talking about stress in the life of a social worker, when the provider becomes the client, prepping for end of life. I mean, mm-hmm. those are things that we're all actively dealing with. Well, you and I were actively dealing with while we were recording the season. So I think this was definitely a more vulnerable season than maybe seasons we've had in the past. We also only had like, what, 1 or 2 guests?
Yeah, because you know we like having guests, but we decided we had to do the thing.
Yeah, and you know, it's been a lot, but we made it, you know. We have some stuff planned for the summer, so that's really good and promising. So talk to me about your favorite episodes of the season, Queen H.
Ooh, wow. You know, even though it's heavy, I did like the, you know, preparing for end of life, because we were able to give information, but also kind of channel a little bit of what we were experiencing in that. You know, I like all the episodes, but, you know, I like when we answer the questions, right? Because I feel like because we are, you know, incognito, it gives people a little bit of window into who we are. And it's funny because I feel like that's kind of who we are. Like, we want to be behind the scenes supporting. We don't have to be out in front. So to have this situation where you kind of are out in front, but still trying to be behind the scenes, it's a conundrum. But we enjoy talking to you all. So yeah, that's one of my favorite episodes, one of the many. I did like to do the meditation with Kat, right? I think, you know, people don't realize how important it is to learn how to really get yourself to baseline and restore yourself, because life is life every day.
It absolutely is. Especially for us, this season has been not without its issues because of life happening. And we can't, you know, just stop all the things we're doing and just experience what it is, right? That's life. That's the beauty in it too, that it is so complicated, that it is so bittersweet in general. And you're absolutely right. Finding your center, getting to a place where, ooh, we're talking about death and dying and preparing your will. Oh, and what we want to eat at the repast. So yes. So while we're doing that and, you know, offering a little bit of that comic relief because it's necessary, also being able to kind of sit with Kat and say, hey, let's do this. And she offered us, like, I think it was like a 5-minute meditation, and it was amazing. Really just saying things like, you know, and manifesting too, and like affirming, I am worthy, I am special, I am important. Saying those things to yourself and kind of just being able to be in that space was really, really refreshing after all the dark stuff that we had to cover. Also, you know, we talked about golding. I really like that because we all got goals. And like I was saying, I'm a messy perfectionist, so I absolutely need to get myself together. But I'm working on that. Season soon come. Don't worry, y'all. We're going to be together. Well, I'm going to be together.
Don't worry, you together. You together. Listen, that's the messy perfectionist, right? That's what you said. And I think, yes, the gold digger episode is great. And then also, you know, really kind of trying to do the career series to talk about different, I don't want to say fields, or but I guess within social work that you can go into, and you do. So if you like, you know, true crime and all of that stuff, you might want to be a forensic social worker, right? There may be so many other things that you want to do. So I think being able to talk to different people who do things outside of the quote unquote norm, which is case management, in a sense of whether it's child welfare or healthcare, getting outside of just mental health, right? Because many of us are therapists, talking to people who do assessments, talking to people who do all these other, you know, kind of things that we do in social work. I think that's going to be great. So, you know, anybody who wants to come on, feel free to hit us up in the DMs. Okay. You know, it goes down in the DMs.
It's absolutely going down in our DMs. You're absolutely right. I'm so glad you said something about the career series. That is something that jumped off in season 5. And that just speaks to our show growing, developing, being an ever-changing, ever-living thing, like the rest of us, right? Also, we popped off with our mentorship program. So those of you who are new budding social workers, please go ahead and jump in the DM or hit up the link tree, okay? Because it's popping in the DM. And y'all can go ahead and reach out. Any questions, concerns you have, you know, we can do a consultation and we'll holler at you once you holler at us. You know, the book is selling, it's doing well. Please continue to go out there. We appreciate your support. We're on the Amazon. There's a direct link because clearly it's a long title. That will be our Caribbean-ness. Everything has to have 15 name. So the title for the book is very long. But and however, if you go directly to our link tree, you'll be able to click on a link to Amazon to purchase the book directly. So thank you for all your support, and continue to support us, and we'll continue to do the best we can for you guys in terms of producing content and bringing things out.
That's it, and growing and changing. You know, sometimes when we be talking, I'm like, we need to write a memoir, you know, because things be happening in life. Y'all don't even know. Between season 4 and season 5, Lord Jesus. Lives was falling apart.
Yeah.
And trying to get back together and build a new life. So I'm sorry, y'all. I got a crazy cat in the background.
Hey, kitty. Hey, girl. You're like, no, Lord. I want to be out here. I want to be seen.
She wants to be a part of this wrap up. And we just going to move on. Anyway. Life was life, and that would look, that's a part of the upheaval in my life, that damn cat. Okay, but it's all right. I love her. And I think it's just for me how we are able to be flexible and just really adapt. I think that's what social workers do, right? Flexible, adapt, work with what you got to achieve something.
Amen. If you listen to the show, you may not know this, but those who have been on the show know that we are planners. We plan everything down to the second as best we can, right? While still allotting and being gracious for ourselves and also allotting for things to happen, because sometimes everything doesn't fall in line the way it should. But in those moments, sometimes the best things come out of those things, you know, moving on the fly. Queen H is notorious for that. She roll with it. Queen P has a hard time. I'm a little in my ways, y'all, I'm sure y'all know that. But Queen H can roll with it. And that's the beauty in having a great partner and being able to just give yourself the grace and allow yourself room for things to happen. Because sometimes in those moments that you don't expect, it's a growing opportunity. It's a learning opportunity. So beautiful things come out of those moments.
Absolutely. And, you know, just the partnership, right? The value in partnership, because whereas you say I can go on the fly, I like your structure, right? Because sometimes I need to be reined in. And the crazy part of it is that we're both similar because we do need structure, but there's certain things I can just be like, all right, I'm ready. Let's just do it. You know, I can just do this, right? And so being able to continue to grow in that capacity and more has been a beautiful thing. And the fact that we're still here, we're still you know, making things happen. And, you know, I just appreciate you, Queen P. I appreciate those that are listening to us, those that reach out in the DM. Like, listen, I'd be surprised every time somebody messages, I'm like, wait. And I say this often, but I'd be like, people out here listening, hello? This thing is on? Y'all can hear us?
They're listening, Queen H, for sure.
I see. And so it's just been really, really good. And I'm, you know, looking forward to season 6 and, you know, what we want to talk about, what we want to achieve, what we, you know, as Queen P said, the content we want to put out and things that we want to do and, you know, just to continue to grow. And so thank you all for just really tuning in and rocking with us, hard body. You know what I'm saying?
Do people still say that?
I don't care. I think you're
showing the age, Queen. Oh, okay, people still say that? Okay.
No, I don't care what they say. Okay? Dead ass. Okay, dead ass. That's the New York, ain't it? Okay? And you never know, you know, as we continue to grow, we may be recording from another place in another time, right? Because life is changing.
Which is a beautiful thing. Absolutely.
So anything else you want to add, Queen P, before we roll out?
No, I just want to thank everyone for their support and for listening and for getting us to season 5. The more our listeners grow, the more we are getting followers on social media. Please continue to like, subscribe, follow. I mean, if anybody liking it, then that's great. Y'all go ahead, continue to do that. And we appreciate you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
We love y'all. Thank you. If you guys want to connect with us on social media, you can follow us on Twitter at the Queens of Social Work Pod or on Instagram at the Queens of Social Work. If you want more information on the topic we discussed today, feel free to check out our show notes or email us at thequeensofsocialwork@gmail.com. We'd really appreciate it if you rate, review, and follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening.